standard part of our process. So we have completed the report. It has gone through our internal ratings committee. So everything has been approved. So we're just in the process of wrapping this up. You know, we're targeting to send it out probably, you know, tomorrow or no later than Wednesday. So, you know, so we're going to just walk through the findings of this report so you know what the final outcome is before they go to client. So we did approach this as an update from the June 2024 review. I don't know if you were part of that review at that time, but it's a lot of the elements were essentially carried over from then because, you know, a lot of the processes and the firm structures and everything hasn't changed. So in terms of key findings that we noted, there was only one. So key findings are kind of what we would identify as operational risks. So there's only one key finding that we did note that is a carryover from the June report, and this relates to data and network security. This falls within the technology core factor, and specifically, we noted that in terms of the USB ports that are on the firm laptops, you know, you do prohibit writing on these devices, but you do grant read access. So we do see this, you know, as a potential security risk. And then separately, we noted that in terms of web filtering, so, you know, so like limited access to certain websites like personal email, social media, things like that. So we know, you know, you do restrict it for investment professionals and then certain non-investment professionals that do have some investment-related responsibility, but you don't have that filter across everybody at the firm. So that's also, you know, we see it as a potential kind of a data security risk. But, you know, understanding, you know, you do run an integrated real estate firm, so understand, you know, there are certain people at the property level that you probably don't want to limit too much of their access. So that's the key finding. So we did note it in terms of risk impact at a low risk impact, you know, which, you know, just assigns kind of, you know, our view of it is, you know, it's a potential for data risk, but, you know, certainly not something we see as a high risk. So that's all the key findings. So because there's only one key finding at a low risk impact, in terms of the core factor downgrades, there were none. So all of the, all 10 core factors that we rated received the meet standards rating in our rating system, which is the green rating across the board. And so all greens across all 10 core factors, they roll over into an overall rating of a retain, which is also a green rating. So just a quick summary. So you did receive the highest overall rating of a retain. And that's driven by no core factor downgrades across all 10 of the core factors and only based on just one low impact key finding in technology that I kind of walk you through.
So, to recoup, you said it's a 10, the highest green rating we can get, one can get?
There are 10 core factors, so 10 areas. So all 10 got green.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, question, had it not been for the couple of low risk key findings, what would have been the score then?
It wasn't a score.
It's just the rating.
You received the highest rating already.
Okay, that's great.
So even if you didn't have that key finding, it would have been the same green ratings across the board.
Gotcha.
Because that low impact key rating, you know, we did not feel that it was significant enough for us to downgrade anything. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's the final outcome. You know, so there are some other sections of the report that, you know, we did note, which, you know, I can kind of just go, you know, so we provided an update on firm AUM, on headcount. We provided a detail on the HREX 9, you know, some descriptions around the exchanges that are offered as part of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
We also provided an update on any regulatory interactions, which obviously, you know, there weren't anything of note. We also noted the that you continue to have a annual SOC 1. That's something that, you know, you did provide us with the most recent one, which we went through with no issues there. And finally, we provided some technology updates that you had happening, you know, some of the key initiatives that we talked about. And then the last one is that we do provide a rating on is on ESG. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't talk about it in the context of the other ones because the ESG rating, we're not really following the traffic light pattern. So we're not really saying, you know, there are risks involved. We're just trying to provide some insight into the level of integration of ESG. And we look at it both from the firm level as well as the strategy and the fund level. And, you know, given, you know, you do have a lot of initiatives happening at both levels and of course, you know, the real estate strategy, which is kind of probably a little bit more ESG friendly in terms of, you know, the environment and things like that. So we actually did give you, before we do that, so the way we rate ESG is just how integrated it is at the firm and at the investment level. So it's instead of the traffic light pattern, the system, we rate it based on the three circle system. So 3 out of 3 circles means, you know, it's well integrated. And then, of course, 1 out of 3 is more of a limited integration. Mm-hmm. And because of all the things you have going on, we assigned you a 3 out of 3 integration rating for ESG. So you did get the most integrated ESG rating as well. And I saved this till the end because it's a little differently from the other one, which is a green, yellow, red type pattern. So that's it. That's pretty much the whole, you know, all of the key elements in the report.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, that made my entire week. This is the best news ever.
I don't know if you were expecting bad news, were you? I mean, you know, I think.
Hey, you never know. I mean, you guys are tough. So, like, yeah. And it's my first time covering the team and then leading the team as a head of the DD.
Like,
it's also extra pressure on me. How I put it, like all the presenters in front of you, hoping they delivered all the comprehensive information you guys were looking for. So, no, that was awesome news. Thank you. Really appreciate all the hard work.
Yeah, and also just a comparison. The report from 2024, it was very similar results.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So that's why, like, you know, we didn't identify anything new, you know, and then that one key finding still exists from my 2024 review. So that's essentially it.
Okay.
So everything pretty much carried over.
Got it. Okay. I'll pass that finding to our head of tech.
Yeah.
Well, then one other question off topic, if I may. Had a separate conversation today, and you know how we're trying now to even penetrate more platforms and then more distributors, like Case as an example, right? But we had somebody asking a very random question, if ODD, operational due diligence, has been done on our REIT, something similar to what you guys have done, right? Because you've done it in 2024. Now, are we allowed to share information like, yes, Mercer has done this work on HGIT, but that's the extent of it, or not really?
I think, you know, you're allowed to share that.
Okay.
We looked at it.
Okay.
You know, and if you have prospects that may be interested in discussing further, you know, I mean, you can probably route them to me.
Okay.
And, you know, and then maybe I can connect them to the folks here and see, because we do have some options, you know, if they want access to the report, or, you know, maybe if they want us to, like, come in, because, you know, it has been a couple of years. I think you should be fine to disclose that we looked at it, and to the extent that they may be interested in finding out more, so just feel free to, you know, send this way, and, you know, I mean, and I'll make sure they kind of connect with the right people here to see if, you know, what we can do.
Perfect. I'll definitely reach out if they express any further interest. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy to do that.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, you're very welcome. And yeah, it's been a very smooth process. You know, it's been a very pleasure working with you guys. So, you know, I imagine we'll probably reconnect at some point in the future on the next one.
I hope so, because we're expanding. Okay. Yes, we are. Thank you. Thank you, William.
All right. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.